Okay, today's discussion we're going to have is actually related to today's daf. Very exciting. The one of the more well-known daf in the Maseches Bechoros. Those even not learning Bechoros might be familiar with this this Mishnah, because it's quoted actually in Sanhedrin, is on Chaf Chesem Abeis, going over to Chaf Tesem and Aleph, and that are issues of improper psukim by judges, by Beis Din. If a posek makes a mistake and he causes a misjudgment, an inappropriate verdict, so what is the halacha? So the Mishnah said on Chaf Chesem Abeis, Donis Adin in Bechoros, Donis Adin Zika, if somebody judges a case and is mezake the chayev, or is mechayev the zakai, or timei esatar tir esatame, or said paskid something tar tame or tame tar, the opposite, masha asa asu v'yishalim yibeso. What he did, and he has to pay the judgment. The case does not go back; it's not chozer, but kam dina. As it's called, it sticks, and the dayan has to pay because he made a mistake. If he was a mumcha lebezdin, so then he is pater from paying. That's a special patur. Rashi says here in Bechoros that they can't say, well, you weren't expert enough, because he was expert enough. Rashi in Sanhedrin says, well, maybe because he was such an expert, it must be that it was just this person's bad mazel that caused the negative judgment against him. Either way, that's the patur of mumcha lebezdin, which is not our issue right now. But the Gemara then says, who is the Mishnah going according to? The Mishnah says that the Dayan, who judges incorrectly, is chayiv to pay. So, lema tnan stomach, Rebbe Meir. Is this following the Shita of Rebbe Meir? Did Da'in Dina de Garmi, who holds of, literally, who judges the Din of Garmi. Is this Rebbe Meir Shita? Holding of Garmi? What's garmi? So for now, let's just translate it as something less than a direct maisa hezek. Direct maisa hezek is I take a baseball bat and I smash something of yours. That's maisa yashir. Garmi is something less than that. Here, the dayan didn't damage. The dayan didn't steal. Right, what did dayan do? He told you to pay. So that's somewhat less than maisa hezek. So is this going like Rabbi Meir, who says that even for something less than Maisa Hezek, what the Gemara calls Garmi is Chayiv? So I'm Rabbi Lama Rav. Rav says no, maybe not. Maybe this Mishnah could go according to everybody, even those who argue on Rabbi Meir, who don't hold of Garmi. Who is it? What's the case? Kagon Shenasav Natan Biyad. The case is where he physically took the money from Reuben and gave it to Shimon. He was involved. And what about the case of Pater Asachayev? He took a mashko and a collateral away from Reuben and gave it back to Shimon. The Gemara works out Ukimtis, how every case the Dayan actively did something. So maybe it's not only limited to the Shita of Rabbi Meir, who holds of Garmi. So with that opening, that gives us the opportunity to talk about a very big topic. Comes up throughout Shas, comes up in the Bubbas, comes up in other places. I gave you a couple of the Gemaras. And that is, what is the definition of Garmi? Again, it's a big discussion. The Ramban felt it so important that he wrote a separate Kuntras on it. Kuntras Dina de Garmi, which we'll be quoting from in a couple of minutes. But the Ramban wrote, it's usually printed at the end of Maseches Makos, if you have a Ramban, either in the Chelek Beis of the two-volume Rambans or in the black Machon Yerushalayim ones, it's printed right after Makos. So there are a whole Kuntras, because there are about 20 Gemaras in Shas which talk about some type of Maisa Hezek where there's something lacking in the Maisa. And the question is it Garmi? Is it whatever category, however we define that, which we're going to try to, or is it something less than that, which is a phrase that comes up in the Gemara, grama binizakin, is it grama, which is usually translated as totally indirect. So we usually have indirect grama on one side, we have maisa yashir, direct on the other side, in the middle we have garmi, and grama binizakin, pashtus, seems, we'll see if this is correct. This framework, this setup that we're doing might not be correct, but on the surface it seems like grama is putter. That's Garma B'Nizakin, indirect damage. That's a lot of discussions in Bava Basra in the second parak. If I'm only goreim a damage, I do something in my property that causes damage in your property, so I have an obligation to be marchik nezek. That's a whole second parak in Bava Basra. But once I cause damage, so maybe I don't have to pay. Let's say I have a ladder in my yard that I, by mistake, left at the edge of my yard. And because of that, an animal is able to jump from my ladder into your yard and eat your produce. So I didn't damage you, but I indirectly caused you damage. So that's grama on the one hand. Maisa yashir is direct maisa hezek. Adam hamazik, where a person damages. And then you have what's called garmi, which is somewhere in the middle. What are the cases that the Gemara talks about garmi? So the case that the Gemara says is garmi. I don't know if I even gave it to you, that case. I don't even give it to you. The Gemara in Bava Kamma tells us, elsewhere, I think it's Sadeches, the Gemara says, if I take a shtar of yours and burn it. You have a shtar that says, Reuven owes you $100, 100 shkalim, and then I burn it. So did I burn your money? Did I damage your money? No, but I burned something that you could have collected with. So that's sorif shtarasa shalchaviru, that's usually what is called garmi. That is the case. But the question is, so what is it? What's it lacking? It's lacking the object? Is it lacking in the Maisa? So how does one define Garmin? It's important to know, because you have to know how to define a Maisa Hezek and how to differentiate it from Grama. Okay,
so it sounds more direct in the case from Bechoros, where there's just the Psak. Unless you say it's the Lathis.
Right, so in the case of Bechoros, if he actually took it, then the Gemara says that's not Garmin.
Right.
If he actually took it, Nasa Benatza Miyad. Right, so if it's just the case of Psaks, that's even in just words. I paskin, so my words cause you to do something. So that sounds like even like grama, you're saying. But it directly causes an effect. That's why it's not like grama as much. Grama is totally indirect. I had no direct knowledge or direct kavana, or, you know, I just left the ladder there. Just to give that example again. But at least here, you directly said, Reuven, you pay. Right, so you're right. It's more direct and it's less direct than a physical action. So let's do a couple of the Gemara's related. So again, we have our case. The Gemara suggested case of Garmi is where a Dayan just says Paskins. That's a case of Garmi. We rejected it just by saying it's not a case of Garmi because he actually was physically involved. But if he wasn't, the Gemara seemed to say that wouldn't be a case of Garmi, where he just says it. Number two was the case of Sori Soros of Shochaveru that we just mentioned. If I burn the shtar, so what's the connection between those two? Connection between paskening incorrectly and burning the shtar of my friend. One's a physical act, one's just saying something. So what's the chisaron exactly? Sorry, I'm not.
The result is the same.
The result is the same, but the result is the same by grama too, right? So that's the question. So let's do a couple of other possibilities, and then what we're going to do, we're just going to lay out some of the gemaras, and then lay out three basic approaches that the Rishonim have. That'll be our homework for tonight. Maybe a couple of nafgaminas, and then it'll be up to for another time to go through like how the Achronim, and just to going through that Ramban. It's an amazing work. Going through the Machon Yerushalayim with the footnotes. Just going through, he quotes all 20 cases that have to be talked about in Shas, and he goes through why each one, you're Chayiv here, and you're Pater here, and you're Chayiv here, and each one, it's great in that it has a Chiddush within each case. It's not only chiddushim in garmi. It's a chiddush in hiring Ede Sheker. It's a chiddush in, we'll get to the cases that we're about to do here. All the cases that have to be talked about. Anyways, let's do this Gemara on page 1, Baba Kama Daf Kuf, where the Gemara says, it's Rav Meir Shita holds of garmi. So what case did Rav Meir hold of garmi? The Gemara has four possibilities. Each one rejected for technical reasons by saying, this isn't garmi. But underneath, we do get a case of garmi. So, hey, Rabbi Meir, third to last skinny line. Ilem Rabbi Meir ditznan. Is it Rabbi Meir of the following? Quotes our Mishnah in Bechoros. Donis adin zikas achayev chayev azazakai, timi esadar taras atimei. Masha asa asa vishal amibeso. Is that the case of garmi? With the Dayan Paskins incorrectly? Baha itmar Allah am Rabbi La am Arav vahusha natav anasa biyad. Look at the Gemara Bechoros, right? That's a case where the Dayan actually took the money and gave it to the other person. So that's not a case of Garmi. So that can't be the Rebbe. That Mishnah is not the source for Rebbe Meir. That's not an honor like Rebbe, because that could even be like the Rabbanon. But again, you see from there what the fundamental case of Paskening incorrectly is Garmi. Elohar Rebbe Meir. So let's try again. Ditznan. Litzvoa lo adom vitzavo shachar. Shachar v'tzavo adom. I was giving something to color and I color it the wrong color. I was supposed to color it red and I colored it black, or vice versa. That's a case of garmi. Rabbi Meir Omer, no sin lo demei tzimri. You got to pay for it. That's a case. Did I damage it? I don't know. I did what I wasn't supposed to do. But again, the Gemara says that's not a true case of garmi. Why? Hasam kavid biyadayim. You're doing an action there. You're actively doing something that you weren't supposed to do. So there we have a complete rejection. That's not garmi, if I color something that is wrong. Now let's try again. Harabi Meir, the following, Tisad the Mishnah says in Mesechas Kilayim, HaMesachich Gafno Al Gabitvoso Shel Chavero. I want to get my friend, so I'm going to stretch my vines onto the vegetables or the other fruit of my friend. I'm going to create Kilay HaKerem, which we know is an Issa D'Oraisa, it's Asur Bahana'a. So, Hareza Kidesh, that sanctifies V'chayim, no one who did that is Chayiv. So is that Garmi? What did I do? I just pulled my vines over your fruit. What did I do? So Gevur Gemara says, Hasam Nami Kavod B'Yadayim. That's an active case. So that's not Garmi either. So Gemara finally says, Ella HaRabbi Meir D'Tanya, I didn't give you the continuation, but it's the case of Mechitzas HaKeren Shenifritza. What's the case? My, the fence between our fields fall down. And I don't rebuild it. And I allow my kerem to overflow into your field. So they ran into an act. So that's the ultimate case where the Gemara's maskana is. That's the case. That's a case of garmi. That's an accepted case. So again, what happened? So the Gemara says that's not grama. Pashtus. That's garmi. Right? The case where you didn't do anything. It's just the wall of the kerem fell down. So why is that? Why is that garmi? Why is that garmi? Why isn't that grama? Why is that more active than grama? Is it there's a time lag? You didn't do anything. You didn't actively do anything. It's the inaction. You should have done something to prevent the kilei hakerem from occurring. So again, it's hard to pin down all these cases, trying to figure out exactly what the svara is. Okay, but yeah.
But as far as Kavi Be'adayim, remember the Gemara says that Sarech Shtar Atosho Chaver also is, anything that's...
Right, so Sarech Shtar Atosho Chaver is also Kavi Be'adayim, but the Gemara doesn't think that's a problem there. You're actively doing something, but it's still called Garmi because of another factor that's obviously as a Chisaron. It's not Gufo Mamon. You're not damaging his property. You're damaging something that represents his property. Represents something that he could get. So there, right. So usually, of the kavod biyadayim directly to your friend's property, that removes it from garmi. Kavod biyadayim to something that's not actually his property could still be garmi. That's what you have to say. So it's not the kavod biyadayim always removes it. One more gemara. So we have our gemara b'choras, we have this gemara b'vakama, and then we have the Gemara here in the second parak in Baba Kama earlier. This is a fascinating Gemara for on many levels. Yama Rava, we're just going to focus on ours. These are the two fun cases. Zara Kli Mirosh Agag. I throw my friend's Kli out the window. So it's going down from the 20th floor. It's heading down. And Uba Acher Vishibro. And all of a sudden, there's another guy waiting down below with a baseball bat. And he's waiting for it to come down and come down. And as it comes down, smash! And he smashes it. So who's Chayiv? Who's Chayiv? I threw it out the window, but then somebody else down below had a baseball bat. He actually smashed it. So the Gemara says, Pater. The one who threw it out the window is Pater. The one who hit it with a baseball bat is Pater. Why? My taima, mana tevira tavar. He broke a broken kli. He broke a broken kli, so therefore he's not going to be chayiv. Or Rashi even says it's the Baal HaKli. So you don't get into a good question why Rashi says that. The Baal HaKli threw it out the window. So the one who broke it is Pater, because it's going to be broken anyway. What if the Baal HaKli wouldn't have thrown it? What if it was an Acher that threw it? Maybe Rashi is trying to explain that. If somebody else threw it, maybe he should be chayiv, even though he didn't end up breaking it. He put it into a state that it would be broken had nothing else happened to it. This is we're getting a little beyond ourselves, but this is the Baba Kama issue. But then Rabba, the next case, V'yama Rabba, Zarak Kli Meirosh Agag. So now Rashi quotes Zarak Mazik Kalim. First case, Rashi quotes the Bailim, the Baal HaKli. Here Rashi says, the second case, a Mazik. So Reuven throws Shimon's Kli out the window. V'hayu Tachtav Karim Oksasos. But there's a cushion. So it shouldn't break when it hits the floor. Ba acher v'silkan. Someone comes and removes the cushions after it was out the window. He removes the cushions. O kada v'silkan. Or the guy is really fast and he runs down, or maybe he has a string. So after he throws it, he pulls the cushions out. What's the halacha? Potter. In that case, the one who removed the cushions, the one who threw it is Potter, because when he threw it, right, it wasn't, with the cushions there. And even the one who removed, he's also Potter. Why? My taima, be'idna deshadye, at the moment that it was thrown, psuke mifsaki gire. Literally, his arrows were stopped. That's why the one who threw it is not going to be chayiv. That's what the Gemara says. What the Gemara does not say is, what's the halacha about the guy who removed the cushions? The Gemara just says that the one who threw it is going to be Potter because Girei were Nifsak. What about the one who removed the cushions? Nothing. Says Tosfos, Kadam Vesilko, Pirish of Alphys, De Rabba Letaime, De Lesde Dina De Garmi, Beresha Gozalkama. Tosfos says this is a case of Garmi. And if you hold of Garmi, so then the one who removed the cushions would be Chayiv. It's just that this Gemara is going like the opinion that does not hold of the concept of Garmi, and therefore, or holds Garmi as Pater, and therefore the Gemara does not mention a Chayiv. So that is Tosfos. We'll get to the second day of Tosfos in a minute, but that is Tosfos suggested. It gets it, and this would be on the list. This would be on the list of what is Garmi and what is not Garmi. Okay, so let's try to put some of it together. What are some of the rules and shitas in the Rishonim for Garmi? Let's just lay them out. Three groups of Rishonim, and then we'll leave it open for research. First approach by Rishonim, and it's fascinating, and you have to know how to understand this. The Gemara itself never contrasts Garmi to Grama. The Gemara never says in the same line, Grama is this, Garmi is this, which would have made things clearer. The Gemara never has that chilek of Grama and Garmi, right? So what are we supposed to think about that chilek? So there is a shita in the Rishonim that it's the day of the Ritzbah. This is a Ritzbah in Tosfos and Bava Basra. You have it on page 3. Tosfos and Bava Basra, the Chavez Mabez, and other Rishonim also say it. There is this day that holds. There's no such thing as Garmi on the Daraisa level. There's direct and indirect. After all, you never have anything like this unless it's Hilchos Shabbos. Hilchos Shabbos is either direct or indirect. Grama or not grama. That's all you have in Hilchos Shabbos. That's all you have in many places. Direct or indirect. All of a sudden, we're suggesting by Hesek there's going to be a new category? No. Not on a Daraisa level. On a Daraisa level, if it's grama, the rule is grama benizakin is pater. That's it. You're a bad guy. Maybe grama benizakin is usur, but you're not going to be chayef. Sometimes you're going to have isurin. There could be an isur of hezek that you're going to be chayef, that you're not going to be chayef for. So grama benizakin pater. The Gemara says you're not a great tzaddik and you're not going to get shlishi, but you're going to be pater. That's the din daraisa. When Rabbi Meir says there's garmi. So that's all Durabanan. That's look in the Ritzbah, third to last line in Tosfos Bava Basra Chavez. The Nira L'Ritzbah, the Dina de Garmi, Havi Mitam Knas. It's all a Knas. Because society needs to function. So Chazal said, you're right, the Torah doesn't say this is an act that you're going to be chayef for, but we're going to say you're going to be chayef. Kidem Muchach B'Yerushalmi. As the Yerushalmi says, V'lakach Kol Hezek HaMatsui. Therefore, any common types of damages, viragil lavo, and cases that might come up, knaso chachamim, v'tam to knaso, why did they fine? Shelo yehe kalechad holechu mazik lechavero ba'en. Right, so not everybody goes and does damages in a garmi type of way. So Chazal, it's all din d'rabanan. That is the shita of the Ritzbah here in Tosfos. Some are even medayik. The Shach, I didn't give it to you because it's 4 pages of Shach, of the Kedaka Bakodesh. If you want to look it up, it's a very readable Shach. The first Shach in Simon Shin Pei Vav and Choshe Mishpat. Kedaka Bakodesh, when the Shach believes in something, he'll quote the few of Rishonim that hold like he wants to hold, and then he'll quote everybody else and change their, or understand their Shita. Really, everybody holds like this. The Shach Jah a lot of times won't say, oh, it's a Machlokas and I hold like these. No, everybody holds like me. These shitas for sure hold like me, and these shitas are unukimta, they really meant that, and this and that. So that's what this is, one of those classic shachs. In the beginning of Shin Pei Vav, he says, he quotes that really many Rishonim hold that Garmi is Durabanan, he likes that shita. And Derech Agav, he says along the way, just one interesting ha'ara, and that is, maybe it's even alluded to in the language of the Gemara. Rabbi Meir, Da'in Dina de Garmi. What's that lashon? Da'in Dina. They judge the case as Garmi. Why don't they just say Chayev Mishum Garmi? What's Da'in Dina de Garmi? Chayev! Chayev Mitam Garmi! The Gemara never says that. So he says maybe that's the Rabbanan. Da'in Dina de Garmi is an illusion that it's just the Rabbanan called this Garmi, and therefore it is the Rabbanan. Right? And also, according to this Shita, you just have to say that all the cases in Shas, whenever there's Chayiv, it's easy. Whenever there's Chayiv, you can say there are abundant determine that this case is a common case, this case is needed for the betterment of society to say Chayiv, and the case that say Potter don't. Meikra, then they all should be Potter. And it's just a question of which ones the Rabbanan wanted to institute their Takana on. So, on the one hand, there's a very easy Shita, simple, you don't have to explain fundamental Chilukim between any Gemara, because they're all Potter. As long as it's lacking a certain element of a Maisa Hezek. But on the other hand, it's not something that most Rishonim say. Most Rishonim do not take this approach of the Ritzba. But this is all approach number one. Again, that there's no chilv between Grum and Garmi. Really, they both should be Patur. They both should be Patur. They're abundant, they're Machayev in certain Garmi cases. That's on the one hand. Most Rishonim, though, have the second approach. And that is really, there are fundamental chilukim between what we would call grama and what we would call garmi. Right? And all Rishonim get in the act exactly what the chilukim are. First one I wanted to mention is from the Raivin and Baba Kama, Tzadik Ches. We have a separate Raivin on Baba Kama. So we have here on page 4, I gave it to you. He discusses, what's the difference? What's the difference between grama and garmi? Bottom of the right, gam yesh ladaktik kiven de dini non dina de garmi. My time I'm reading grama b'nizak and putter. He asked the question: what's the difference between garmi, which the Gemara says chayiv, and grama, which says putter? So the Ritzba would say grama b'nizak and putter is the din daraisa, and garmi is the din darabanan. That's what the Ritzba would say in Tosus. But the Ravid doesn't say that. The Ravid says a chiluk that most other Rishonim do not say. Other Rishonim we will see in a few minutes are all trying to define it. The Ravid says it's two different categories. In what way? V'yesh lomar degrama b'nizakin shehu patur b'nizke mamonohu kagon esho unaores pishtan shelo aval kol nizke gufo bein shehu nezek b'yadayim bein shehu mazek b'diburo afilu b'machshavaso mechitzas kerem. He quotes the wall that fell down. The Ravid says, you know what the chiluk is? Right, as we learned in the first six parakim of Baba Kama, the difference is Adam Hamazik versus Nizke Mamon. Grama are indirect cases. You have to figure out if this works in all the cases. But the Ravid says, grama is indirect cases in the world of Nizke Mamon, where my property does damage. Shor, bor, hever, right? All the cases where my property does damage, nizke mamon, that is grama. Where a person does it, adam hamazik, whether it's physically his body or his words, adam hamazik, that's garmi. That's the Ravid's chilek. It's a difference of adam hamazik and nizke mamon, right? This is a big chiddush because most Rishonim assume that grama and garmi are both within adam hamazik. Within Adam HaMazik. Adam HaMazik could do something in a Garmi way or in a Grama way. But the Ravid has this chilek saying that Adam HaMazik versus Garmi versus Nizke Mamon is the difference between Grama and Garmi.
And they're both on a Daraisa level.
And they're both on a Daraisa level. Yeah, everybody from now on is on a Daraisa level. Question is, what's the svar for that? Why would we say then that by Nizke Mamon, it's basically, according to the Ravid, also there's one positive element that makes things easier. You don't have to be to try to struggle to figure out what is this lacking, what is that lacking, how indirect is it, how direct is it? Because the Ravid basically says, by Nizke Mamon, indirect acts are putter. By Adam HaMazik, indirect acts are chayiv. This is Gami, this is Grama. What's the difference? So maybe one could suggest the Svara in that Adam Hamazik, if I'm doing something, then what I'm doing is connected to me. You don't need it Seraph. If I smash something, or even if I do something in a slightly indirect way where it's lacking something, that's still me doing it. So it's connected to me, so that's why I'm going to be chayiv, even if it's a little indirect. That's garmi. Nizke mamon, again, this is a totally baba kama huge topic, but just a regal achas. Nizke mamon requires a tziruf. My property does damage, so why should I be chayiv for that? Yes, whether it's Choser Shmira or Maisa Hezek, there's a big Chakir in Baba Kama, but whatever you say the reason that I'm Chai for my property doing damage is, it has to be connected to me somehow that my property is doing damage. So if it is less connected than it could be, it's not as tight, so I'm going to be Potter. Because there's a higher standard that's required by Nizkei Mamon, because it has to get over the hump of not being me doing it, it's my property doing it. So therefore, maybe that's a svara that garmi isn't mitzurif enough for nizkei mamon, but for adam hamazik, you don't need as much of a tzirif because it's attributed to the person in any case as well. Either way, that is the ravid. The ravid, again, fundamental chiluk between garma and garmi, adam hamazik and nizkei mamon. Who else has fundamental chilukim? Let's see the Ramban. Again, this is the Ramban from the Kuntres even to garmi on the right side, where I wrote the arrow. Says the Ramban. Again, this is all, we are all within now number two, Rishonim, who make fundamental chilukim on a daraisa level between Garmi and Grama. Says the Ramban, V'zehu atam l'chol elu klal gadol yeh biyadcha. Keep this klal gadol in your hands. Here's the Ramban's definition. Kol hagoreim v'umachmas gramaso bahezik. Anyone who causes damage, and the damage comes because of what you did. She'i efshar ela b'oso hezek. It's impossible not to have the hezek. Maybe he's thinking about that the pillowcase. Right? It's impossible not to have the hezek. Ve'eino toli b'das achirim. It has nothing to do with anybody else. It's all you. Ela b'shah she'garam b'ha hezek. O shehu asid lavo. K'gon ze'a chayiv rabbi meir. If I do something which is inevitable, right? Number one is inevitable, right? So, right? It's efshar elaboso hezek. It's not toli b'das acherim, and it allows a time delay. That's the Ramban's definition here of garmi. It's inevitable. It allows a time delay, but it's not toli b'das acherim. So, any of those could be cases of garmi. So, again, the Sorish Torasov Shel Chavero fits into this case, right? There's no time delay. But it's direct. It's for sure, right? It's inevitable that it's going to cause damage, and I did it myself. What about the case of paskening, right? That's what he says right here. And that's called clear damage. According to the one who says, if you judge a case incorrectly, you have to return it. Yechayev, why? Deme idna de amar ish ploni atachayev. From the moment that the judge says, you are chayev, v'nis chayev l'shali mamon v'alpiv shileim, you have to pay and you paid because of what I said, miyahi shaitu degaram nezek. From the moment that the dayan said, pay, that's garmi. Because it's inevitable and nobody else contributed. And even if there's a time delay, sometimes there is, sometimes there isn't. V'yafal pisha achar kachu mishalim, even though he pays later. Kivan shahadayin chivo l'shalim mamon, v'al karko mishalim, hadayin hu agore mishah shachivu. It's his fault. Or, and again, now he goes through every single case. V'chein mechitas kerem shenifrasa, that's the case we spoke about before. My wall falls down between our properties, and I do not rebuild the wall like I'm supposed to. So my attacking vines are going to come and asser your zrayim. Shebishah shenis ya'ish mimena, at the moment that I give up hope and I decide not to rebuild the fence, garam lazeh nezek. I am causing nezek there. Shegefanim gedalim b'hochanim mizarvim. Because the gefanim are growing. They're growing and they're getting bigger. That's garmi. Abat v'chol davar she'eino tali b'das acherim. Ela al karchenu yavo hezek nachas gramaso shel zeh. Anything that is not totally but that's a chayrim, but the hezek's going to come. Bari hezeka chashvinalei. It's the hezek is going to come machmas gramaso shel zeh, but it's not the case of inevitable. Right, that's what's left out here, and then he goes through the cases that, right, are not inevitable. And then he'll go through at each one. The next line is Kofi Komaso Shachavero. Let's say you put something of your friends in line of a fire. So it goes through all the cases, which we're not going to go through, but that is the Ramban. Bali Tosfos, the Rosh, others have similar formulations. Again, we're just going to go through one or two of them, but it's interesting to analyze each one. What do they emphasize? Again, the Ramban emphasizes those three. If you look here in the Rush deals, he asks the question, you see on the first underlined line, second paragraph of Rav Basra, Tzorach Lidin Chilik, Bein Kol Hani De Mechayvin, Ubein Davar Hanikra Grama V'Nizaka De Pater. I don't understand. What are the cases of Chayev? What are the cases of Pater? So he quotes a number of the cases, right? If I make a dog bite somebody, Chas V'Shalom. Right, so also, is that Garmi? Is that just my Shliach? Says the Rosh, let's read his. The Yesh L'chalek, to call Hecha Dehu Ba'atzmo, Ose HaHezik L'mamon Chavero. Anytime that you do damage directly, you do damage to the mamon of your friend, Ubari Azekra, and it's for sure going to happen, Mikri Dina De Garmi V'chayev. It's called Garmi. Okay, so what did the Rush say? The Rush had a very similar definition. He didn't say anything about a time lag. What's lacking then, according to the Rush, by Garmi? Right, the Rush says, if you damage your friend, so you must just damage him in an indirect way. So Reif Shtar, O Mochel, Hu Ba'atzmo, Mazik Mamon Chavero. Right, if I mochel a certain shtar that's owed to me and I thereby cause a loss to somebody else. Mara dino shochani, if I'm a money changer and I cause an indirect damage that way, there are many cases. But the Rush here says, if I damage, he doesn't have the, he quotes Bari Hezeka. There is a similar formulation as the Ramban. If you look in the Rashbam, I think I'll give you one more. Actually, the Meiri, I'll give you two more. The Meiri here has, actually we'll do the Meiri in a second. Just turn to the Rashbam for a second. Oh, I didn't give you the Rashbam. I'm sorry, I'll read you the Rashbam. There's a Rashbam in Baal Basra that Sadek Dalet. Did I give that to you? I don't think I gave it to you. No. The Rashbam in Baal Basra says as follows. Ose biyadayim, you did it with your hands, goreim achshav sheyavo hezek memeilo la'achar zman. Ose biyadayim, you do the act with your hands, and you're goreim for the hezek to come la'achar zman. So again, all these are various different nuances. They're each struggling with the same issue, trying to work in as many cases as they can to the rules. This reminds me, again, it's totally different context, but another case where you have 20 different cases, you just got to try to make up rules, and you're going to have 6 different exceptions. The first parak in Pesachim, where all the Rishonim try to figure out the rules and regulations for Birchas HaMitzvah. When do you say Al, and when do you say Lit? So all the Rishonim, the Rosh and the Re and the Rebbe, they all have their rules. And the Rambam, which explains half the cases. And then they have to come up with Chidushim about the other half of the cases. Oh, but this is Al because of this. And this is Al because, and this is Le. Because not everything fits in. See, here too, they all use little different phrases to try to include an extra case. And then they have to go and explain only the Ramban. The Ramban realized he's got work to do. Right? The Rashbam and Tosfos, they don't go through every case whenever they have their discussion. But the Ramban goes through every case. Right, just one other formulation. But the important point about all these formulations is that it's a chiluk on a daraisa level. Chiluk on a daraisa level, and it's inevitable, and it's a maisa hezek, and maybe it's a time delay. There's something lacking that makes it not direct. That makes it not a maisa nezek, but it's still chayef, according to Rabbi Meir, if you judge Dina de Garmi. You see the language of the Meiri is somewhat difficult. On the bottom right, this is the Meiri in Baba Kama. Where the Meiri says, Shekol shekavanaso lahazik. If your kavana is to be mazik, v'sha'al yado levad na'ase ha'hezik, hu idina degarmi. You have kavana lahazik, and you exclusively cause the nezik, that's garmi. Gagorin sarif shorosof shal chaveiro, umochol shtar chov lechaveiro. V'kol she'ein kavanas olahazik, if you didn't have kavanah to be mazik, or kavanas olahazik ela she'ish misayeya, or you're not exclusive, so then grama ben izakin is pater. So that's the Meiri, right? It's a kavana lahazik you need, and kavana lahazik and exclusivity in terms of damaging. The problem with this miri is that we usually assume that adam amazik is chayiv even without kavana. The Mishnah says in Baba Kama, adam mu'ad olam, always. So either the miri doesn't mean it literally, or it could be that adam mu'ad olam and when it's a direct damage. When it's direct damage, then we say you don't need the kavana. Garmi, remember, is somewhat removed. So maybe you need the kavana lahazik, according to the Meiri, to substitute for the lack of directness. Right? You might say, usually, obviously, adam will lower by a direct act. But if it's not a direct act, you need something to cover yourself. You need something to take the place and to compensate. That was the word I was looking for. You need something to compensate for the problem that there's not a direct maisa hezek here. So maybe that's where kavana lahazik comes in. You have to work it out in the cases. But that's an important me'iri where he mentions kavana lahazik and exclusivity. Right? So maybe it's compensating. Fine. One final approach, though. So far, what did we say? How do you view all these gemaras? On the one hand, you have the Ritzvah who says there's no chilek. Really, pater in all cases. Garmi is not going to pater, that's the rule. But garmi is a takana derabanan. Next. Then we have most Rishonim that have fundamental formulations trying to figure out the difference between Garmi and Grama. That was the Ramban. That was the Rashban that we mentioned. That was the Smeiri. That was all different nuanced formulations. And then we have the third possibility in how to view Garmi and Grama. And this again goes back to the fact that the Gemara never contrasts. But unlike the first Shita that we said from the Ritzbah, that really fundamentally they're both putter. So it's a chi of the Rabbanan. This kind of says the opposite. There's no chilek between Grama and Garmi. This is suggested for the Rambam. The Rambam never says this is Garmi and this is Grama. The Rambam never quotes Grama ben Izak and his putter. This is also suggested for Rashi. Because Rashi all over, whenever Garmi comes up, even today, in our daf today, and they make a big deal about it, Rashi does not make a big deal about it, any difference between Garmi and Grama. This is like Rameyer who holds Garmi is Chayev. What does that mean? So suggest Achronim for the Rambam, for the Rashi, and we found it in a Rishon Beferish. It's in a Ravon. In a Ravon. The Ravon says, one of the less known Rishonim, right here you have it. On the second to last page, here, third to last page, says the Ravan, v'kivan, where it's underlined, v'kivan de dainina dina de garmi, azlu lehu kulu peture de rabba. Chayev mishum garmi does not hold of grama ben izak and his putter. There's no difference between grama and garmi, but not like the Ritzbah said, because really you're always putter midaraisa, and you're only chayev midarabanan. There's a machlokes in the Gemara. Remeir does not hold of Grama ben Izak and his putter. They're all the same cases. They're all the same cases. The putter people, when it says putter, that's the shita that says putter. But the Remeir, Don Dini de Garmi, would say chayim in all those cases. Bein bezorek mat beya v'chayim bein deshaf mat beya. De kulu goreim hefsin mamu l'chaveir v'chayiv. And the case that we read in Baba Kam of Kesed HaRegel. You threw the kli from the top of the roof and the guy removed the pillows. The guy removed the pillows there, putter? That's only going to Rabba, who holds Grama ben Izak as putter. Rameir would say the guy removed the pillows would be chayev there. The Silik Zeh Grama ba'almahu. The Grama ben Izakin putter, that rule, batelhu. The chayev. The principle of Grama ben Izak putter is a batel, according to the sheet of Donadin and Garmi, the chayev. V'chein ha'adam ha'rava, gabar shor shor ha'kach zapara, v'chulu. V'chein b'chol makon she'timsa b'talmud, Grama ben Izakin putter. Aliba demandelo da indina de garmihu, v'kulhu batzlu. We hold garmi is chayiv, says the Ravan. And therefore, whatever it says, Grama ben Izak is patur, we don't pass in that way. It's a machlokes. And fundamentally, in terms of categorization of cases, there is no difference.
Why the two terms?
Between Grama and garmi. That's a good question. Grama ben Izak is patur, and Grama ben Izak, you should say, if it's a real machlokes, you should say Grama ben Izak is patur, Grama ben Izak is chayiv. So, on the one hand, you're right. There's two different terms, which makes it sound like it's not a machlokas. But on the other hand, why doesn't the Gemara ever contrast? Right? The Gemara says sometimes, this is the one who don dina de garmi, this is the one who's lo don dina de garmi. The Gemara would say that. So why doesn't the Gemara just call that Grama ben Izak and putter? So, but this is the suggestion of the Ravon, and this is This is suggested for the Rambam and for Rashi in various places by some of the Achronim. Okay, so these are three issues in Garmi. Okay, just to mention outside, I'm not going to go through it, but there are nafkaminas, obviously, based on these three approaches. Just to mention one. What about a Garmi Ba'ones? Garmi Ba'ones. That's the last two pages I gave you. Tosfos Bava Kama discusses this, as well as the Ramban in the Kuntres Sinai Garmi on in the column Kufchav Gimel. Those last two pages. So Garmi Ba'ones. So is that going to be Chayiv? So let's think about it. According to the Ritzba, that Garmi is a Takana Derabanan, Lachor, you wouldn't be Mechayiv Garmi, you know, in an Ones case, total Ones. If you say like the Rivid, Garmi is a function of Adam Amazik, then you should be, say, Chayiv. Adam Mu'ala Olam is even Beba Ones. Right? If you say like the last opinion, more unclear. Right? There's no difference in Garmi and Grama, but even Ones? So it will be more of an open question. It's just one nafkamina. There are others. What about Garmi on by Niskemamon? What about Garmi by Goreim de Garmi? Is a discussion in the Ramban. Either way, these are just three of the approaches for Garmi by the Rishonim. Again, there are many different Gemaras. One of them is today's Daf, and the three approaches of the Rishonim. Okay, the Achronim all get into the act trying to analyze the difference between the nuances of the various Rishonim, but we'll just mention them, and the rest, Zil Gemar, we'll spend our time doing after that. Okay, we'll stop here. Hashem, we will continue.